It got so cold last night that the pipes
froze.
And sometimes when they freeze,
they burst.
Say, a long time ago, if you were going to buy a large amount of flour, what would that probably come in?
A barrel? When you order it in a store, I guess today you order it by the barrel. So many sacks in the barrel.
That's it.
But back way back there, it really came in a wooden barrel.
Yes, ma'am. Talking about a barrel, you know those, I guess they're metal, those metal things that run around the barrel to keep the staves in place?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that? Those things.
You asking me things I hadn't thought about. 40 years. Oh, what did we call? We used to call those things on ice cream freezers more than we talked about them on a barrel. What did we call it? It was a band or...
I know, we used to say hoops around the barrel.
Yeah, hoops. Mm-hmm. I reckon, I don't know, whatever. They may be called something else too, that, but that would be a good guess. Hoop, barrel, yes. Hoop.
What about something like a barrel, but smaller? I think they used to put nails in them.
Kegs. Call those kegs.
You ever see those things around much anymore?
Mm-mm. We had one.
Not one.
You have? Well, we had one, you know, that we used to pad the top of them and put a piece of cloth as tall as they were and make kind of a little stool out of them. And we had one that was down there there was one or two down there in that old shop when it burned. So we lost that.
Sure.
And
I still have one.
And I guess hardware stores may still get nails in them. I don't know, but it seemed like to me that they put most things like that in cardboard things now. I don't know whether you find any anyway now.
Yes, ma'am. Well, say if you had to buy a fair amount of something like lard or molasses, or what would that be likely to come in?
Well, in a metal, a tin can or something. I mean, it would be, used to call them lard cans.
Yes, ma'am.
You'd buy it, and people that made lard, you know, when they butchered the hogs and all, they used to buy those things empty and then put the lard in them, and they would hold anywhere from 25 to 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard something like that called a stand lard?
Mm-mm. No, never heard that.
This thing, say if you were bottling something, the thing that you would use to keep it from spilling all over the place, you'd use a... If you had to pour something into a narrow...
Like a funnel?
Yes, ma'am. Is that pretty common to find in kitchens nowadays?
Yeah.
And this thing that used to, when people rode buggies around, they'd use to crack around the horse's ears to get them to go faster, you call that a...
Whip, buggy whip.
Or talking about containers and that kind of thing. When you go to the grocery store and buy something, the grocer would probably put it in for you to carry it home.